Welcome to the Nerdist Podcast. I'm Chris Harbeck.
And I'm Matt Myra. Bah!
This episode of the podcast is
right.
Dummy.
Sorry.
Now, Matt Myra.
Yes, Chris Hardwick.
That was what are your plans for the rest of the day? You're gonna go write some.
Yeah,
some
gotta go.
Jokes?
That's absolutely exactly what we have to do. We have to go generate a bunch of material for next week's show.
I think you guys have been doing a spectacular job. The shows that we've been doing at 11:30 on. I mean, not that you don't do a spectacular job when we're on at midnight, but I feel like everyone's stepped up their game to follow the Daily Show.
We gotta do it. You know, you're putting it all out there, so we thought we'd do it too.
Hey, thanks.
No problem, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
No problem.
Did you get some rest last night?
I did. I slept about 7 hours. It was a good night.
I slept almost 7 hours, too.
Yeah.
What I bowled in the Chris Paul tournament last night in Torrance. But I can't say the outcome because it doesn't air for till Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh.
Yeah, they're going to air
bowling.
That's some
weird counter-programming.
Wouldn't that be amazing if bowling somehow got the Super Bowl's audience and everyone's like, why did everyone
what happened?
Watch bowling instead of the Super Bowl? But yeah, I think they're going to run it on ESPN, Chris Paul's tournament. But who's there? Chris Paul and French Montana and Terrell Owens and...
T.O. Nice.
Who, by the way, has his professional bowler's card.
Oh, yeah?
He's a fucking amazing bowler. He's an amazing bowler.
Doesn't surprise me. Seems Strike like something he'd do.
Well, you see him in person and you go, oh, yeah, that guy is... he is a titan of anything. Like he's,
whatever he decides to do.
Yeah, whatever he wants to do. Like, he's... He's statuesque. He's the man is physically perfect.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, you ever see him doing sit-ups outside his lawn when he was trying to get a contract from the Eagles?
This is what we strive to do when we go to the gym, but we're never going to look like T.O.
Nope.
We're not going to look like T.O.
Well, for a number of reasons, but the main one being we're not going to get that fit.
I don't understand, so you're not going
to... Well, I'm just saying, we'd have to tan a lot.
What do you mean?
Don't worry about it.
Okay. So then what are you guys going to do this weekend?
This weekend I got a lot of fun planned. I'm going to do nothing and then watch the Patriots do something.
Good. Yeah. No, you're not? What do you mean no?
They're playing the Ravens.
Oh, yeah.
Saturday game.
Wait.
They're playing the Ravens?
Yes, they're playing the Ravens. Yeah. I'm gonna put a score prediction because this goes out. I'm going to say score is going to be 27 to I hope I didn't jinx this.
Who do you think is making the Super Bowl?
Who do I think is making the Super Bowl? I don't know. I'd like to see...
Don't you say
be,
Seattle.
It's probably going to be Green Bay and either the Broncos or the Patriots.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see Dallas, too.
Katie Levine, sports predictions?
I could see I don't know yet. It's been a weird playoff.
When does this go out?
Right now.
Right now.
Oh, great. Good. Then these predictions mean something.
This is going on in front of the host.
I could see Dallas making it all the way. They didn't play too well against Detroit, but they did come back and get it.
So. Yeah. Dun, 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 well, dun. Dallas, I'll tell you, Dallas dun, going dun, in dun, with dun, an 8-0 road dun, record versus the dun, Green dun, Bay dun, Packers dun, with an 8-0 home record. First time dun, that's ever dun, happened. Dun,
dun. Aaron Rodgers is hurt, though.
You right make now. The call.
He's still going to play, but he's hurt.
He's hurt.
All right.
He tore a calf muscle?
Air quote.
Yeah, he did something. I forgot what it was.
I saw it on a... Just saw it on a new... It came up on a news crawl.
I got something about yesterday.
Tough, you know, dating Olivia Munn.
I don't care since, you know, the Niners aren't in it anymore. Well, I do care, but I don't care as much.
Well,
as long as Seattle doesn't win, that's all I care about.
Guys, buckle up for more excitement just like this on the Nerdist Hostful, episode number 5,450.
By the way, here's the Nerdist Podcast number 5,640. Hostful goodness!
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Can he also sleep at the Ghostbusters firehouse?
I'd imagine he could. Yeah, it's a functioning firehouse, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought they bulldozed. No.
I was kind of just making a joke like it was actually the Ghostbusters.
They wouldn't bulldoze the Ghostbusters firehouse. Hey, buddy.
But the wiring is substandard for their electrical needs.
Yep.
and the neighborhood is like a demilitarized zone. But hey, the pole still works. Happy New Year!
Happy
Buck
New
Bags!
Year, 2015. Boy, oh boy!
What a ride it's been, guys. Here we are, end of 2015. Really?
No, no, no. Start.
This is the beginning of 2015.
Yeah. Oh. You've been up a long time.
I have to probably do this again.
Didn't realize that we're. Yeah, you have to do it all over again.
Well, you guys had pretty great 2015s. So,
ooh,
get
that's
ready.
Fantastic. Get ready. I can't wait.
What happens? Live it again.
I don't want to know, but what all happens? Right. But I don't want to know. What happens to Chris?
Well, aside from losing his right leg to a horrible infection.
No, that's terrible.
Hold on.
Hold
what
on.
Kind of infection. I could put you to the top.
No. I swear to God, if I lose my right leg to an infection, I'm going to beat you with it. Oh, like I'm going to be so upset.
Hang on, let me finish.
Just
let
pus
me finish
out
what
of the
also
leg.
Happened.
What?
You got the first super cool cybernetic leg implant.
Okay. Okay.
That lets you run super duper fast.
Well, but if I only had one leg that would run super fast, like the other leg would just drag behind me.
You'd kind of be jumping on
you know,
one leg.
And that's one of the hurdles we're going to face in 2016.
Hurdles?
Hurdles.
God damn it already. God damn it already.
God, how was your vacation?
It was really amazing. It was vacation-y. I don't remember the last time I had that kind of an experience.
Just out that long, just...
Without we're going like, I guess I could take a nap. Like, not... Or, what are we going to do? Doesn't matter. Let's... Yeah. You know, like, for... But not just for, like, a day here and there, but just for several days. It was amazing, because we got on the red eye and went to New York. I don't know if you remember, we podcasted Paul McCartney. And
that's what I was doing. I was trying to tell somebody what I was doing there. I couldn't remember.
That was it. Yep. Yeah. And then we podcasted Paul McCartney. So we took the red eye, did that. And then that's pretty much it. I had to record a little bit for Tales from the Borderlands for like a day, for like 2 hours. And then I just hung out with Lydia in New York in her apartment. And we just like ordered food and watched movies and
hung out in the safe room.
We watched let's see, what did we watch?
Catch up on some stuff.
We watched I watched Annabelle, which
that was the prequel to The Conjuring, right?
Kind of yes and yes.
The story of that doll.
Yeah. Which the cinematography in that movie was unbelievable.
I thought The Conjuring looked pretty rad too. As far as like you know, when people really put a lot of effort into just like they don't just go, it's a horror movie. Like where they just try to make a really cool film.
Well, guys, I hate effort.
But the guy who DP'd the film, and I wish I could remember his name, but it's freely available on IMDb.com.
Frank Caliendo.
It was not Frank Caliendo, but the DP. I looked up his credits. I'm like, this guy was amazing. What else did he do? It's really just mostly TV work. Like he worked on Marin. Like he's,
weird.
And he shot Annabelle. And
good for him.
Yeah,
that's a jump.
But you
so
know,
he just works in horror.
Here's the thing that sort of bummed. Here's the thing that's. Is Marin in that relic closet? Don't go near that
Don't
one.
Open up that thing.
Beth. What? You can open the fucking door again? Oh, yeah, yeah. Close the door. Yeah, I like being in the dark.
A lot of bad vibes.
dark vibes.
But it's... here's the... What's that? What's the couple's name? The couple?
The actual couple?
The actual couple?
The stories? The
Katie?
I think it's Philomena and her dead adopted son?
Nope.
Oh, sorry.
Look up The Conjuring.
With the wrong references.
Yeah, look up The Conjuring. It's,
True story!
Of seven strangers.
Picked to live in a house.
Ed and Lorraine Warren?
Yes, the Warrens.
Yes.
That's right.
That's right.
The Warrens, played by Vera Farmiga and
I know that story.
And same actors from Conjuring did them this time too.
No, they weren't. They weren't in it.
Couldn't lock them
except
up?
For like the. Were they at the very end? They might have been at the very end. But here's the thing that I really wanted to happen with that is I feel like that closet of haunted relics has such an opportunity. To do the Marvel.
I was just about to say shared universe.
Yes. Yeah. That, you know, and I'm sure they're kind of thinking about that idea, but I wanted to see the Warrens more involved in the story. Like, I honestly feel like they could make 30 movies based on all the relics in that.
I think it could be a TV show.
I think it's a TV show as well.
Yeah,
but,
kind of like an X-Files.
But they're already, they're already making movies about it, so I don't know if they're going to make a TV show. But it should be a TV show. Like
the 70s.
I don't know, guys. 12 Monkeys on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Yeah, I saw that it was announced. I don't know.
12 Monkeys too late. God damn it. I'm sorry.
12 monkeys on 12 typewriters writing 12 monkeys TV show.
They would crank it out eventually.
Yeah. I watched Terry Gilliam's new movie, Zero Theorem, with Christoph Waltz.
How was it?
It's real Gilliam.
Oh, yeah.
It's real,
yeah.
Gilligan?
Real Gilliam.
Oh, Gilliam.
Gilliam. Terry Gilliam. Yeah. Yeah, just kind of like...
It's real Karen Gillan.
Yeah, real Karen Gillan. Tall.
Yep.
Red story. But that was just speaking to 12 monkeys.
No, I just... The thing... I think they might have painted themselves into a corner by casting Patrick Wilson and Vera Farmiga? Farmiga. Because I'm sure they're not available for every one of those movies. But I really would love... I really... They would have to cast TV versions of the Warrens.
Yeah. God, that would be good. Be a nice, spooky X-Files.
I know. A Monster of the Week show.
What network could you see that being on, guys?
FX.
Great.
FXX.
FXX.
FXXX.
NetflixXX.
The new NetflixXX.
Why did you have to have this a website? It doesn't work that way.
You should check out The League of Streaming, but not on Netflix anymore. They moved it to NetflixXX.
NetflixXX.
I just saw Big Eyes.
Oh, how was that?
You know what? Here's the thing. It was written.
Good story.
It was written by the people who wrote Ed Wood.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Your favorite movie of all time.
My favorite movie of all time. Also, Ed Wood, directed by Tim Burton. Also, director of Big Eyes, Tim Burton.
Oh.
And it was nice. It just tells the story, and the performances are great. But it just like... You know, everything just happens.
You wanted a little bit more.
I think so.
You wanted a little more Tim Burton flair.
I don't know, because it's like when he's restricted a bit, you know, that's when I think he really excels. So he doesn't have the opportunity to just kind of go crazy and do, you know, just visuals and no story. But this, I think he kind of molded a bit too much and kind of brought it in a little bit too much. There's a few great shots of that are very Tim Burton-y, but
were there cool claymation sandworms in it?
There were none.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. But great. Amy Adams was amazing, and Christoph Waltz was incredible.
What is he not good in?
What?
Christoph Waltz is good in everything.
And everything.
Including the Muppet Most Wanted movie.
He was great on Sequest. Yeah. I'm just going to name stuff that he wasn't.
Oh, that's a real Matt Meyer movie.
If he was, though.
Sequest DSV starring Roy Scheider.
So we watched Maze Runner.
I watched that on a plane. Very enjoyable.
Did you cry?
I thought it was okay.
But it's just like, well, I'm not, yeah, I teared up.
right away, the credit Maze Runner. Oh, God.
Where are they?
Why do they have to run? Why can't they just walk the maze?
Where's the piggy character? There he is. Gotta have it. When it's just a bunch of boys running around, gotta have a piggy.
Oh, yeah, you got it. There's one. There's one in every, like...
jeez.
Yeah.
It reminded me of like the same thing that Hunger Games, where it's like you're watching this thing and then at the end of it they're like, it turns out it wasn't even about the maze or the Hunger Games. It was this bigger thing.
They're setting up. Yeah. You know, the one, well, I don't want to give it away, but there's
give it away.
The one I don't know how the one guy got through at the end. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, without spoiling too much. It's like, how the fuck did he find... How did he find them from where he was? Like, that kind of bothered me a little bit.
Yeah, that was the guy. He's really good. He was...
He's fantastic. He was in the
movie. Jordan Vogt Roberts' movie, Kings of Summer.
And he was also in...
Yarvo's movie.
Which one?
David Yarvo's movie. The one I saw at Fantastic Fest that we were talking about recently.
Oh.
Because you had interest in it.
Yes.
Oh, the Hive.
The Hive.
Yes.
Yeah, he's great in The Hive, too.
He was also in the one with, was it Sudeikis and Jennifer Aniston?
He was the virgin.
Yes.
In We're the Millers.
We're the Millers.
Yeah, he's great.
I got my vacation brain. I can't remember anything now. What's that movie?
The Jason Sudeikis.
In the vein of films that were books first, we watched another one, and it was not on the... So, first of all, it was on. We're in the Bahamas, and we turned the TV on because it, you know, we'd been out beaching all day.
Yeah.
And And this movie,
the Professor Mick went out of coconuts. I don't understand.
We had a treadmill out of
coaxing whales to shore.
We were trying
to get out beaching all day.
It's the best way to take a selfie with a whale is to get it to beach itself. It's totally worth it, you guys.
Yeah, I think so.
If the whale can't find its way back in the water,
that's not on you.
Got a whale's there.
Yeah, that's seriously. I mean, I'm a land mammal. I know how to get out of the water. If they can't get back in, maybe they shouldn't be in the gene pool at all. Well, that's all I'm saying.
That's true.
Hashtag fuck whales.
Hashtag
I mean, fuck them and then fuck them.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
But this movie, I swear to God, when it came on, I was like, what movie from 1997 was this that I never saw? Movie was made last year. It's called Mortal Instruments, City of Bones. Exactly.
Oh!
No.
Yeah. I saw the trailer a couple times. It's the guy gets the girl, and then she starts seeing that there's demons everywhere.
It's a basically like, yeah, it's a demon hunter. It's a demon hunter movie.
Well, maybe the movie was made a long time ago. It was just released.
No, no, because Lily Carter's in it, and she's not. She's a young girl. But
she's a young lady.
But it was one of those. It was one of those movies where you can tell that it was obviously made for young people, and the book probably had a lot of. You know, a lot of times in a book, they can trick you with lots of words, but then when you try to see it, because when you're reading it, it's just it narrates a little bit better.
Yeah, it describes things for pages.
But there was so much. I hate when a movie like tries to force fucking lingo down your throat. Like that's just those are the words their world. Like I think people without special powers are called the mundane, and it just really feels like
yeah.
What coffee house barista? But
don't worry about them. They're the mundane. They can't see things like us Krasnist.
Yeah, exactly. And there's like a painting of Johann Sebastian Bach, and then you see like little tattoos on his arms, and they're like, "You mean he was one of?" They're like, "Yeah, he was one of the first." I was like, "Oh God,
Jesus!"
It was one of those movies.
Well, they were just trying to do like it's like muggles. Everyone's trying to just come up with those terms in the same world.
But it didn't. At least in Harry Potter, it felt very organic. This was just like, it's just like trying to force a best friend on you all of a sudden, like your mom, like your mom's trying to get you to hang out with her friend's kid, and you're like, "Mom, I don't like Jeremy. He's annoying and he snots a lot. You know, he's a mundane.
He's a mundane. We should start using that term. How's that guy? He's all right.
He's
kind of mundane.
But honestly, like halfway through, Lydia was like, "We don't have to keep watching this." I'm like, "I have invested 40 minutes in this so far, I have got. This is either going to get better or I'm just going to get madder at it."
I don't stop watching movies and I don't walk out of movies. The only time I walked
especially
out of
movies. Especially on planes. You do not walk out of movies. Sorry, I took the drawer.
And I liked it.
That was a
God
stretch.
God damn it. Dad's on fire.
quit roughhousing over there, huh?
Dad's on fire. Hey, what are you kids doing?
It's the sequel to Denzel Washington's Man on Fire.
Dad's on fire. I saw The Guest, which is great. Same people that made Your Next.
Okay.
And there's a guy. I don't watch the show, but there's a guy from Downton Abbey as a star of it. But it's a fucking
Reginald Kilderington.
The third
Esquire.
But that was my father's name. Call me Reginald Kilderington the fourth.
Dad's on fire.
That was a great movie. Great, like really exciting movie. Very like aware of itself. Kind of, you know, you could see that movie being like the 70s kind of schlocky, you know, Charles Bronson in it kind of thing. But it's just done with a bit of awareness, but not as a parody or a comedy. Just
I'm super psyched.
You got to check it out. It's just like it's one of those things. Like, oh, who's this guy? He says he's a friend of our dead sons. Well, we should invite him in. Then things start happening.
I can't wait. I have to finish. I started watching Helix.
I know what the sci-fi cover series looks like. Yeah, how is
it's fun.
What is that about?
It's really fun. It's sort of like it's a genetic testing horror thriller.
Oh, okay.
So it's
like mutants and stuff?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Sort of. But it's fun. It's really fun. It's a fun sci-fi. And then I had a bunch of people that said, "Oh, you should watch." And so, you know, I had all this time down there. It is strange having free time. Mm-hmm. And it took me a couple days to get used to it.
Just to like just calm yourself and be?
Yeah. But, you know, Lydia's so just chill about everything where it's like, "What do you want to do?" I'm like, "I don't know. Can we just sit here?" "Sure." do you want to go out and something? She's like, yeah, whatever, you know, like, yeah, yeah. So, or it's just really, I always feel like I have to be somewhere when I'm in town.
Yeah.
And not having to be anywhere. Like, she booked us a snorkel trip. So we went snorkeling.
Some cool pictures.
Some really fun pictures we took
on. What were you using for
the using an Olympus. It was called it was a LifeProof Olympus. Oh, fuck. I can't remember what the model number was. It might have been called the LifeProof, but it's just a camera that's submersible up to 33 feet or something.
Nice.
We were not going that deep because the ocean likes to blow up your ears if you're just snorkeling.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was really, really amazing. She took me on a dinner cruise up around the Hudson River. Like right in front of the Statue of Liberty, and then you just eat dinner. And
Dee and I, when we were on our anniversary trip last year, we took like this paddle boat, like the Tahoe Queen, when we were in Lake Tahoe. And
tell.
Yeah, it's like this old paddle boat, and you go in, and we sat with this old couple that were in their 80s. Mm. And it was both their third marriage.
Where are you? What?
Yeah.
Where are you?
And then, you take it into the lake, and as the sun's setting, you go into Emerald Bay or Emerald Cove or whatever, and around this island that has an old like Russian tea house
thing.
And
you come back, and
it was very nice. Those are nice. Those like old people activities are fantastic. Matt has a good idea about how to live life.
Yeah, sure do, guys. I took the train from Portland to Seattle, and in the dining car, we sat with an elderly couple as well, and they were a blast. It was a lot of fun. Yeah, we fucked each other.
Okay, good.
Real hard.
Not too hard.
Hard enough. I broke 3 of their bones.
Wow.
Just from getting on top of them.
Jesus.
I'm a ham planet.
No!
What up, shitlords?
No, man. I had completely forgotten about that entire conversation until just now. And I didn't mind that time spent.
I realized on vacation that it is absolutely vital to take time off and recharge.
You look good.
I feel amazing.
Yeah, even like I was flipping through, thumbing through the gram on
you son of a bitch. How fucking dare you?
Oh, whatever, you mundane. I was looking at Instagram, and then it was, you know, they posted like some short clips of the Midnight Show.
Yeah.
At midnight, and like I like paused it. I was like, ooh, someone looks rested.
I feel like it's been so long since And I quit drinking chai lattes on the trip.
Did you now?
I did.
Man.
I did. What?
That's a lot of sugar.
That was the only...
I just love this. I quit drinking chai lattes.
That was the
and then
only...
he goes, did you now? But like both of you being very serious in your conversation.
That was the only vice that I had left was chai lattes. And I quit them.
Find one.
Because it was sort of a... you're it. Obviously, it was very hard. We were in the Bahamas, so it was kind of difficult on Nassau. Like, I sort of felt like I didn't want to be the guy that was like, hey, listen, you mind if we score me a chai? Can we...
Dunkin' Donuts got Dunkin' Donuts down
there?
We'd
have to get a car. We'd have to get driven. We didn't have a car, so we'd have to get a car service to get to the other side of the island to the Starbucks. And I would go and buy like 3 or 4 at a time and just put them in the fridge. And I was like, you know, I don't think I need to do this anymore. Yeah. And after a couple of days of not doing it, I kind of felt... because of the sugar crashing.
Yeah, yeah.
I felt better and more even throughout the day. I thought I would be exhausted, but instead of like being super amped up and then getting super tired, I just totally evened out.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something I guess you'd have to, because you were doing a couple a day, right?
Yeah.
Ooh.
One in the morning and then one right after taping, because then I'd usually have to come do a podcast or do something else. And
yeah,
so, but now I just kind of feel like, I feel okay. Like, I just feel nice.
Yeah.
It's weird.
That's really
I don't
cool.
trust it, but I feel nice.
That Nassau, I was there once when I did that the Jesse Thorne cruise, the Atlantic Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
And we walked around Nassau, and it's we wanted to get really far. We wanted to go to this water park because no one knew what to do. It was like me and Dee and Eugene Merman and Kurt Brunneler. And they're like, let's just go to that water park. I heard you can slide like into a tube that's surrounded by sharks.
For some reason, when you said Eugene Merman, my brain automatically pictured Eugene Levy. I'm like, that sounds amazing.
He was not having a good time. And then someone got
guys, what's this water park?
But like we just like we were like trying like we asked a guy. He's like, we're like, hey, is there like a place that you can get a cab around here? He's like. That guy has a van. Just give him $5. And then we just got in the van. Guy took us over.
No, very cool.
Very nice. Mellow. Mellow town.
Yep.
Now, so
always a good idea to get in a van.
Yeah. But that was when I remember like seeing like that, like that I told you guys about it after I got back, but like the shitty piece of wood that had like spray painted on it, free Wi-Fi with the arrow going down an alley.
Right.
I was saying that'd be like the perfect horror movie. Which is like, there's free Wi-Fi down here, guys. Let's check out our emails.
Let's
just
go.
Turns into hostile.
Always a good idea to.
It's called no signal.
Yeah.
It's always a good idea to chase free Wi-Fi. If you're ever in a, if you're ever in public and you see free Wi-Fi, always click on that network. It's the best thing ever to do. What did you guys do, Matthew? Besides eating on a train with old people,
New York. Well, that was a long time ago. But we went to New York, obviously, and hung out there for a few days. Then came back, had Christmas. Dory had her first Christmas. That worked out really well. I'm really
She's
good 1 year
old. I don't understand.
She's one Christmas old.
She's one Christian year.
She's, in the eyes of the Lord, she's finally born.
Yeah. Spinell has that really funny joke where he's like, I love Christmas because it's like I've been in the country for 10 years. I remember how much you loved Christmas when you were 10 years old.
I suppose that's true. But the yeah, no, we had a we had a great Christmas. Saw Jonah D at the Mount Giannis. We watched The Interview.
We watched The Interview, which I thought was a lot of fun.
I thought the second half of that movie was amazing because that's when James Franco's performance really catches up to the rest of the movie, or vice versa. I feel like the movie finally catches up to James Franco. Yeah.
It's like
so...
all of his performances, just like that one scene where they're trying to kick out Danny McBride, where he was like, he's like, he's got to go.
Yeah.
He's got to go.
It was great. I really laughed really hard at a lot of that stuff.
But fucking Randall Park destroys that movie. He's amazing.
So good.
In it.
And then a couple days after that, I went to Palm Springs. And oh, what a time. That was just a relaxing, golfed, drove a Porsche. took a nap.
A nap?
A nap. And then saw a giant douche truck. I was like, who's this giant, what is this giant ridiculous earth
roving
truck?
Yeah, you showed me the picture.
Yeah, I showed you this, not on the podcast though.
No.
This is for Jonah too. So this giant, think of like a Ford F-350, you know, the big Ford pickup trucks?
Big old truck.
With a huge cab on it. Okay, and it's like looks like it's armored almost, and it's called like the Earth Rover or something like that, with like these huge tires. And
it sounds pretty rad. I don't see the problem.
It was parked in front of the hotel we were at, and it just took up like four spots.
Oh Jesus!
So the valet just left it right out in front. And then we go in. And I was like, whose fucking truck was that? And I walk it through the lobby. I was like, oh, this is interesting. And then I see John Mayer walk in, and I'm like, 3 days later, I see Dory is like checking John Mayer's Instagram to see what he posted for the hotel, if anything. And then like a week before, it's like him happily taking delivery of this truck that was hand-built for him in Colorado.
God damn it.
And I was like, wow. I mean, that truck would fucking – I feel like that's the apocalypse truck. The truck that he has.
But it probably gets with 0.2 full, miles to the gallon.
Doesn't matter
gas
anymore.
Is
gas is
now.
real cheap. Let's get big cars again.
Big car time.
But like it's got like a full, he posted another picture on Instagram and it was like, it's like he's got like a full recording studio set up in there.
That's pretty cool.
So he can like drive into the mountains and like record a
just get
song.
What about an RV instead? Or
I think this thing's much more capable.
Really?
Yeah, I think next week when John comes on the podcast,
I'll have to see a picture of it before I make any more judgments.
pull up John's Instagram, Katie Levine.
Did you take a picture of it?
I didn't take a picture of it. No. It was on John Mayer's Instagram.
And
I didn't take a picture of it. I wanted to.
That's not just a driving around town car though, right? Like if you have a car like that, you kind of need to be on the road.
Oh shit!
Yep.
Oh, that's cool. So it's a it's got like an RV camper. Yeah. It's a camper on the back.
Yeah, and this
but
picture,
look at John Mayer, who's 6'5".
In this picture, John Mayer is a banana for scale.
He's 6'5". Yeah.
Is he really?
Yes.
I didn't know he was that tall.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Like
that's
holy
pretty neat.
Shit.
That's pretty cool.
Earth Roamer.
Yeah. Well, show that. Go back in that Instagram too and show the picture of like him out. Like, so he just went out into like Red Rocks or something and like. Not that picture. The picture of him like recording.
How many of these pictures?
I mean, what are you looking at? What do you do with your free time?
Ah, Well, we were at a... I'll tell you why. We were at a Clippers game. So Dory was really on that Instagram because they were playing the Knicks, and that got boring real fast because the Knicks are so bad.
That's what I've been saying all season long. Seriously, remember when I said? I was
like, you're
like,
the Knicks
the Knickies.
Why do you guys have to shit on sports? Why do you have to shit on sports? Why do you have to shit on
honestly,
sports?
Honestly,
we're shitting on the fact that we don't know anything about him.
Yes. Yeah,
that's what we're making fun of, the fact that we don't know.
It's real dumb, though.
And again. Yeah.
Like, it's
and
a one-note joke, and it's a little tiresome.
But if
wait
a second. If the 10 times that we've made fun of not knowing sports...
10 times?
Even if it's 100...
Wikipedia/Hardwick Sports. Go.
Even if it's 100 times. Let's say it's 100 times, which
right,
is not...
No, but what you're doing is making fun of a whole group of people that really enjoy
not making fun
something.
Of them at all. We're making fun of not knowing sports.
Yeah.
And by the way, if it's 100 times... It pales into comparison about how much I have to hear about fucking sports. Like, when someone's like, I don't want to hear about how you like sports. Like, we're a fucking sports culture. It pales in comparison. Yeah.
If I was a guy that was into sports and I was hanging around people that were just talking about Star Wars, I would make fun of them. I would make fun of them.
Yeah, but, like, I don't make fun of you guys for talking
about
Star Wars.
You make fun of everyone.
Yeah, for everything.
Yeah.
Not just not knowing sports, but
Matt,
if I have to hear, well, the green score the red
thing?
Points.
We make fun of people all the time.
Yeah.
It's just like, I've had this discussion with people about this whole sports thing you guys do, and I'm not happy about it.
I think it was really, the bit was would have been done before you even brought it back up.
I just need
I think
to
Matt
take
just wanted to be cranky at something.
It was also more of a character study.
And he's arguing in circles, too.
Yeah.
I think he's sleep deprived. You know,
drink
you
up,
need,
monster.
You need a little vacation
come
on the Earth Roamer.
Zero like, sugars, calories. Zero calories. This thing has texture to it. It feels like a bandana. Ultra sunrise.
Look out, a monster scratched it on the front.
Oh, let's see if this is Monster Energy Ultra Sunrise. Get up, get out, go for it. Ultra Sunrise is dedicated to those who sacrifice sleep for passion.
What?
Catching waves at Dawn Patrol, up on the bike when the morning dew gives the dirt more grip, or the first pass on that glassy lake kicking off an epic wake session. Would you do any of those things after
that's
you drink this?
Really funny.
I want to hear
Ultra
that.
Ultra Sunrise will get you started.
I want to hear that read as a Shakespearean soliloquy.
Oh, that's your.
No, I can't do that.
Yeah. You got the British.
FP.
Oh. Do you want
right.
to pull up some?
Now I'm going
to
do the soliloquy.
You want to pull some like symphony music?
And now I. Okay, Matt seems really cranky.
Hey.
What?
Do we ever really tell them that we actually like sports?
I mean, these fucking idiots.
I know.
They have no idea. Matt has no idea.
I mean,
the Knicks fucking. They really
fucking,
sucked that game, seriously.
That was such a brutal. Yeah, did you see what happened with the fucking Clippers?
Well, the fucking refs. Like, how they're making the worst
fucking
calls. I'm screaming the whole time at the fucking television
set. Did you see that thing that happened with the fucking, like, the guy fucking from the referee?
Yeah.
Coming out of the Lions.
Oh, I missed that because I was too busy chugging Mountain Dews and punching myself in the dick.
I was trying to keep it real enough.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I take it off the.
I think you did. Let me.
I think you did. But here, if we could just turn around. Why do you think Matt's so.
That's too much.
Matt. Get up. Get out. Go for it. Ultra Sunrise is dedicated to those who sacrifice sleep for passion. Catching waves at Dawn Patrol, up on the bike, when the morning dew gives the dirt more grip. Or the first pass on that glassy lake kicking off an epic wake session. Ultra Sunrise will get you started, but is great anytime light, crisp, and refreshing with flavor, with a U, all its own, packed with a full load of our monster energy to keep the fire burning all day long. After all, it's always sunrise somewhere. Unleash. What's happening? I've never felt these feelings before. My pelvis is jerking. So this is what it's like to live downstairs. Are you back now?
Yeah.
Did you pee out some of your cranky?
I had to really. It was a lot.
Why are you cranky?
I'm not cranky. Am I cranky?
You're a little cranky.
That's the only way to really make someone who might be a little cranky, a little more cranky.
Is to ask him what's wrong with
I remember, like, my friends always used to be like, they're like, why you got salty balls? I don't have salty balls. You seem kind of salty balls. I don't have salty balls.
It really does. Like, pinning an emotion on someone is the surest way to get them to express that emotion.
Yeah.
Even if someone's in a perfectly fine mood, they're like, you seem mad. I'm like, I'm not mad. Why are you mad? Yeah. You're the one who's mad.
You seem really insecure right now, Chris.
I'm not insecure. Why? You're the one who's insecure. I'm just sitting here. What are you talking about? What is it? What is it?
Is my scruff not the right
length? Is your scruff not the right length?
Not the right setting? No, not the right setting.
Oh, did you see Nightcrawler? Either you see Nightcrawler?
No.
Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah, is it good?
It's fucking great. Rene Russo's really good in it, too.
Cool.
I will watch the shit of it, but I want to see The Guest first.
Yes. Watch The Guest. It's on iTunes.
Nice.
Recommend it. You saw Your Next, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I liked it. I thought there were parts where, you know what it was? I went into it thinking it was a horror movie and not a home invasion movie.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be like a supernatural. Supernatural. I thought it was
going to
be
supernatural. Well, I mean, to some, Home Invasion is a horror, but it's not supernatural.
Oh, yeah. Dana can't watch Home Invasion movies. It kind of fucks her up.
What's that other one with those two blonde kids that go in? Those two preppy blonde kids go into a house and they have funny games.
Oh, funny games. Yeah. Which there's two versions of, right?
So it wouldn't
be
funny. You don't think Dee would think it was funny if you like, when she was asleep, pretended to break in with a mask on?
No, because she keeps a bat by her side of the bed.
She'd fucking murder you.
Yeah, she would.
And then when she realized it was you, she would keep hitting you because you shouldn't do that.
Oh, God.
She sanded down, like, on the bottom little, like, grip of the baseball wooden baseball bat. She kind of sanded down it so she could just lean it up against the wall and it wouldn't roll around.
Oh, wow.
That's how.
She's like, she's preparing for the apocalypse.
She got that. She got a knife nearby. Yeah.
What the fuck? I didn't know D was a survivalist.
Yeah, that's most of the stuff I like. The presents I can get her are like you know,
earthquake.
I got her a bug out bag, you know.
Oh yeah, if you need to get out fast.
Yeah, I got her like this it's a solar powered lantern that also has a USB plug, so you can like you know get light and also charge your phone if you need some of that. She loves knives and stuff.
I like it. She loves knives.
Yeah, she does. Yeah. That's pretty.
You ever watch those knife? Home shopping shows where they're selling dozens of knives at a time.
Yeah.
I find those endlessly fascinating.
Oh, it's like a whole set.
Yeah. Like it's like 14 katana blades. Yeah, it's like.
What is that classic one where the guy.
Oh, the guy almost kills himself.
I got nicked there pretty bad.
Nothing dulls a blade faster than paper.
Yeah. Was the guy comes in, he's like, we're going to need. Medical assistance.
Well, that's great because the next product
that's exactly
is
exactly the guy too. Exactly the guy.
Yeah,
that guy sells that stuff. He used to also sell. There's a guy in the 90s, Don LePray.
Killed himself.
Yeah, he sure did.
Oh fuck.
Well, he had to.
Placing
he
little
one
classified
tiny
ad.
Classified ad in thousands of newspapers. I'm gonna kill myself. That guy killed himself. Yeah. But the other guy, Don something, he would sell massive collections of baseball cards on the Home Shopping Network. Like, it was crazy. He'd be like, Gem Mint 10, Pedro Martinez rookie card. And, like, it was a thing my friends and I used to do. And then on Cheap Seats, Randy and Jason got the guy to, like, come on and do a bit selling more bullshit. It was really,
really
delightful.
Cool.
Cheap Seats was great.
I watched a ton of programming that Matt would like.
Oh, yeah?
And you know what I got to
say?
You
really turned your brain off this trip, huh?
You know what, though? The man's got a point.
Yeah, when you operate at this high level all the time, you got to bring it down.
Because over the holidays, there were a lot of marathons, so I watched a Web of Lies marathon.
What's that?
Web of Lies is on, I believe it's on Investigation Discovery.
I dig, bro.
And it's basically a show where people get taken in by people on the internet.
Oh,
Web
wow.
of Lies. So, you know, it's like, a young kid thinks he has a friend across the country, and it turns out to be an ex-convict who comes and tries to kidnap him. So it's like one of those.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of those.
Oh, neat.
Those types of shows.
There's a good one on CNBC called American Greed. You ever watch that one?
Mm-mm.
That's narrated by Stacey Keach.
Ah.
Yeah. I really like American Greed. If you see it, if you're flipping or, like, you see it coming on, I would recommend watching it. It's just about, like, it's usually about people doing crazy Ponzi schemes or real estate scams.
Yeah.
But the whole hour is devoted to like one person and like the whole scam. It's,
oh, so they go through the whole, and do they go through like the legal repercussions?
Yeah, a lot
or?
Of times. There's also one called American Greed, Fugitive at Large, which is like, no one knows where this
Unsolved
guy
mystery
is.
Style.
Yeah.
What was the one I watched? I texted you about it because I thought the show was going to be dumb, and I ended up watching the whole thing. Hotel
Impossible.
No, Hotel Impossible.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great show.
You know,
it turned out to be a good show.
On Nat Geo, the Riff Trax guys, Mike, Bill, and
I think it's
Kevin,
pronounced Nat Geo.
Nat Geo. But the Riff Trax guys are doing riffing over like wilderness guy shows.
Nature shows?
No, like the guy,
like survivalists,
survival. Some of it, like one was just a guy was like trying to like find, like save salmon, you know,
yeah,
like in a certain area and try. But like they were just, just riffing over. It's weird though because it's like, you know, it's just their voices going over a show that already has a lot of
voices
and narration. So it was kind of, but it was still really funny. It's just comforting to hear.
Well, I suppose it's like a lot like when they do the when they do those 50s instructional videos, you know what I mean? That always have narration.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it does have that same vibe.
Yeah.
Was it funny?
Yeah, it was very funny.
I'm sure it was with those guys.
Yeah, definitely. It's just like a friend of mine, she's like, turn on Nat Geo. And I turned it on. I was like, what's happening? I don't understand why like their voices are there. Because it's like, there's no bug.
There's no bug in the corner.
Yeah, there's no bug saying what it is.
Does it have a name?
Yeah, I can't remember it. I apologize for that. But I'm sure if you look up Nat Geo, Riff Trax guys.
Mystery Wilderness Theater 3000?
Yes.
Mystery Wilderness Theater
3000. In the not at all distant future.
In the pretty recent past.
Yeah, Matt's onto something with his crazy programming.
I'm telling you.
I just never...
Formulaically, it's beautiful. You don't have to really know anything going into them. You don't have to know anything coming out of them because you learn nothing. But you just sort of get it. And the formula of like Hotel Impossible.
Fun to watch.
I watched three episodes of a Hawaiian real estate show on HGTV the other night where the whole thing was like...
Bargain Beach Hunters?
No, it was like people just wanting to buy property in Hawaii. And so they get some hapless couple... And they show them three properties.
Yeah, that's called,
and then
it's called. It's one of two.
Yeah,
it's either Beachfront Bargain Hunt or Bargain Hunt Beachfront or House Hunters International.
It's not. I've seen House Hunters International, which is amazing because
I suppose it wouldn't be international unless you're watching it in Canada. Hawaii.
It's House Hunters International is really fun because like that. No, this is specifically like a Hawaii. I wish I remember the name. It has Hawaii in the name.
Oh, yeah.
But the House Hunters International is really fun because someone will be like, I decided to move to Bulgaria. And then, you know, like, and then they'll say kind of what their budget is and what they want. And then they show them this like weird, hot, basically like there's no appliances. It's just basically just like a concrete room. And they have to like come in and basically supply all of they have to put everything. They have to put everything in.
Nice.
But this Hawaii one was, it was nice.
Yeah, that's rad. Yeah, I like watching like home fix it shows and stuff like that.
Where's a good place to live on the in Hawaii?
The beach.
Bruh, you need going to the beach?
I don't know. It just depends on what you want. You know, it's a Kailua is good for like you know beachy suburbs. But I heard that was the town I grew up in. But I heard it's like. Yeah, there's a Whole Foods there now. It's very kind of kitschy and boutique.
Yuppie.
Fuck that.
Yeah. North Shore, if you want to kind of live more in the country. Wahiwa, it's nice because it's like this kind of little mountain town that gets kind of cold at night, which is always exciting.
Yerp.
Yeah.
I'm going to Hawaii.
But right now, actually.
When are you going to Hawaii?
In May.
Oh, nice.
For 10 days.
Which island?
Maui and then Big Island.
Oh.
You're going to the Big Island?
I think so.
You should go hang out with my cousin, Kalani. Oh shit! Oh, you fucker!
if I were,
oh man!
I'm so sorry. I swear to God, I'm sorry.
It's just so insulting to an entire people that have had it so rough.
I can't help it.
Jesus.
I'm sorry. I'm not saying anything.
I have cousins in Hawaii. I have Kalani, Laena, Keone.
I'm sorry. if I were to pick like a racist so name,
it'd be like, hey, what's that? Look at these Kalanis over here. Like, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to laugh at your cousin.
I understand. There's only so many letters they can choose from.
I know. Oh, Because my first thought was like, don't laugh. And then I immediately...
it's fine. But to answer your question, the coolest place to live in right now, I think, in Hawaii, from like we're talking to my friends, is Chinatown. They've revitalized it. There's lots of art galleries and restaurants and stuff like that. So,
well, the Big Island is mostly volcanic rock.
Yeah, that's
it's pretty though. I've been there.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Yeah, we had family there, so we go there all the time to Waimea, which is Kamoela. Just where Parker Ranch is, so it's just real farm. It looks like just a ton of farm.
I do like Kauai a lot though.
I've been there twice. It's tiny.
It is tiny.
Yeah.
I think we're going. Yeah, yeah. There's like a St. Regis there or something we're going to.
That's in Kauai, I think.
Yeah. Should be fun. Looking forward to it. That's after my Disney World trip, which is in April.
Oh, my God. You're just a vacation fiend.
Yeah. I cannot wait for Disney World.
What are you going to do? How long are you going to be at Disney World?
I'm going to be there for four nights. 4 or 5 nights, something like that. I'm going for a wedding. My high school friend Kevin and my other high school friend Kelly.
My high school friend Mickey is marrying his high school sweetheart Minnie. And we're invited to the wedding.
They do it every day at 1 o'clock.
Oh, man, this is sad.
And then the next morning, Mickey brings the sheet out.
Come on, guys. Come on.
Yeah, I liked it. It was disgusting. It was great.
But I'm pretty excited about that.
I'm going to New Orleans tomorrow morning.
You're going to New Orleans?
New Orleans.
What are you going to do down there?
Big Easy Apple scouting.
Oh.
Scouting for a pilot.
Boy scouting? For a pilot.
But yeah, so I'm going tomorrow morning and then I come back on Saturday.
That's big news.
Yeah. I don't like talking about that stuff.
Why don't you like talking about that stuff? Don't get uncomfortable.
I don't know. It feels weird talking about
stuff. It's impressive. We hate thinking that you're not doing anything.
I know. It's been hectic just getting this thing in line. And that's the thing.
Look how tightly your arms are folded right now. Like you could not be trying to pull into yourself more.
John, how are you touching your back?
And then...
He's gone! Oh, God, we gotta tell him.
My New Year's resolution was to talk about myself less. So while I was on vacation...
That's a great joke. Shit.
God damn it.
You should... you should throw that on at Midnight Summit. There's a spot for that. Like, where do you guys have any New Year's resolutions?
Don't burn it.
Right when someone starts to talk, you go, well, mine was to stop interrupting
people cut them off
and not talk about myself as much. You have to throw that in. That's really funny.
I came up with it while I was on vacation, and my girlfriend was like, you're so great. And I'm like, I know. And, please, stop telling me that. It's like I'm...
Oh, fuck. That's really funny.
How's Dee doing?
She's good. She's just working a lot and she's been taking this really cool acting class. It's really exciting.
For acting, or is she trying to learn for drawing?
No, for acting. It was like our friend Kate Froin was in the class, recommended her. I think Ron Funches is in the class with
Kate Froin?
Yeah, and I talked to them. They said, she's doing really well. It's just kind of like a thing that she – because she performed when she was in high school. She did Second City when she was in high school and stuff like that. And
Dee's funny.
She's very funny. I think it's just it's one of those things where it's just like I think she didn't – some. Like kind of retreating back into art and animation, you kind of you're barely even going out because you're just sitting at a computer.
Of course, your posture suffers.
Yeah, exactly. But she's always she's done it throughout her life. So it's like it was kind of neat seeing her kind of take that initiative and
nice
and get back into it. So she's doing really well.
When you guys gonna have kids?
Not gonna have kids.
You're not gonna have kids.
Not gonna have no kids.
Matt, when you gonna have kids?
Eventually.
All right.
Yeah. I'm not having kids, you're never getting married.
or we don't know that. Maybe
you've been pretty against it for a long time.
I wasn't against it. I think the part of the thing for me was that my dad was married 5 times.
That's right.
And he...
Hey, last one stuck.
It did. It did. They were, my dad and Rebecca were together for 22 or 23 years. Mm-hmm. My mom and dad were together for 13 years. But, my dad was married 5 times. My mom was married twice. My dad was young, he said, you know, like he's, he often explained, he would go, well, when, you know, in the 60s, people just didn't really date. Like, you met someone and you liked them and you're like, we should get married.
Yeah.
Because that's just what people did. And so he just cycled through a lot of, he had amazing stories about just being on the Pro Bowlers tour and just like being married on the Pro Bowlers tour. It should be a period show, like the bowling in that era.
Yeah.
But he was saying that he split up with his wife because he found out that she had cheated on him.
Oh wow!
This is like maybe his first or second wife, and so he was young and she was young, and so he's driving to a tournament somewhere. They drove all over the country, and he was with his one of his idols is this guy named Don Johnson, and so you know my dad
not wrong.
I don't know. So, you know, this guy was like a mentor to my dad. My dad looked up to him. And so they're driving and my dad's like, he's like, I'm crying in the car. And, you know, and Don's like, you know, Billy, I'll tell you, you can't have relationship and career. It doesn't work. You get one or the other. And my dad said, oh, that makes a lot of sense. But what I didn't know at the time is that Don Johnson was fucking my wife.
Oh, shit.
But then he laughs. Like, he would laugh about it. Yeah. You know, he would like, he would go.
That's your, oh, fuck. Yeah. You know, it's like we've talked to a lot of like older guys, like even, you know, just like John Cleese, just guys that have been married a handful of times. And it's always so interesting to see. It's like John Cleese seems so happy with his wife now. And he's like, oh, I finally found. But like, it's like, is that, I wonder, of a feeling that he had a few other times too? Because there's something with that. Like, he's on a
sport. I'll tell you what. I think you really... You really have to go through a lot of pain. You know what? I shouldn't make this blanket statement. I think a lot of times, having gone through a lot of bad situations makes you really not only appreciate a good situation, but also get more of a clear idea about who you are, what you want in another person. Because when you're young, you just start dating and you're like, oh, I like you. Hey, fuck it. Let's just, you know, like, yeah. you don't have the presence of mind to go, what are your values and what are your goals and do yeah. we work well together? It's just like, I think by the time, you know, my dad met Rebecca when he was like almost 50 and, you know, he had just been through a lot and he just kind of had a clearer idea of what, and they just sort of worked. And John, probably John the same way. I don't know. But I think that has something to do with it. Because when you're young, time is so disposable and you just don't even think about it. You're like, oh, worry about it later. And then you're like, oh, I have to make more positively strategic choices for my life.
Because you never know when you'll lose your right leg to infection.
I'm not going to lose my leg to infection.
He doesn't know.
I gotta know. What about me?
Well, Jonah, you lose your left leg to infection too.
What? Does so he get the other cybernetic leg?
No.
Oh.
Jonah can't afford it.
Makes sense. I'll just use the broom. Wow.
Chris,
the
also
amount that you're laughing at the fact that one of your friends is probably poor or just a poor person in general.
No,
you
it's
bourgeois
up.
Fuck.
Hey. Jonah,
have fun in the class
Jonah,
war.
It's real fucked up because it was buy a right leg, get a left leg free, and this fucker was like, I don't need it.
I can't believe your wife has to sand down her own bats.
You should have a bat sander. An artisanal bat sander.
Macolo comes from the island of Mykonos. He's a wonderful bat sander. Oh my gosh. What'd you do on New Year's Eve?
Had a couple friends over and just hung out, played Wii, listened to music, drank.
Nice and mellow.
It was nice.
What did you do on New Year's Eve?
Went to Mud Hen Tavern, Susan Finnegar's place.
It's good restaurant.
Yeah, ran into Jeanette McCreary.
Jeanette McCurdy?
McCurdy, yes. Mm-hmm. She says hello.
Hello back.
And had the entire top half of that menu with Dory and her brother.
Nice.
Her sister-in-law was back at the hotel because she's got a parasite in her, a baby, whatever you call it.
Jesus Christ.
And, you know, sometimes they don't do what you want to do, and then you got to do what the baby wants to do.
Yeah, because it's inside controlling you.
Baby's like, I want to sleep. You got to go to sleep. That's what babies do.
Well, you're going to have some.
You sent us pictures from your New Year's Eve.
Did I?
Yeah,
what did I send you?
The white party.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what was the picture that I sent?
Just of...
Oh, I didn't see it.
What?
I didn't see a picture.
Yeah, you were. It was on the shared photo thing.
Oh, right. Yeah, I photo shared you.
Oh, is that why I have a notification I haven't clicked on?
That's why. That's why it's helpful to check your notifications. Yes, I went to a party called the White Party because
Diddy throws it every year.
Everyone had to wear white, and Jonah responded by saying, "Oh, I went to one too," and they sent me a shot of a burning cross.
I sent him a picture of a Klan rally. I just said, "My party is very similar."
Son of a bitch.
Oh, that's funny.
No, it wasn't just white people. It was everyone had to wear white.
You're like using technology I don't even know about.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah,
I was
really confused when it came up, but it was actually kind of fun.
Photo sharing is great because then you know it's just better than it's just.
Is it easier than texting?
Yes, it is. I find it to be more efficient than texting for whatever reason.
I love that I go click on this and the first thing I see just burning crosses. The icon is burning crosses.
We're not calling the episode Burning Crosses.
We're calling it Kalani.
So that's up. Someone will be like, is that a Hawaii's hottest new teen sensation? Like they're going to think it's a part that we had a guest on named Kalani.
Oh, yeah.
What are you up to the rest of the week?
Oh, John's going to New Orleans.
Oh, that's right. You're going to New Orleans.
I'll be here writing the show.
Which show is that?
It's called...
You know, for some reason, I felt like we were done for the day, and I was like, oh, we have to shoot a whole other show.
Yeah, it's coming down the pipe right now.
I'm excited, because Sarah Silverman's going to be on.
Sarah, Steve, Ackerman's going to be a great, great program. Today was great. We got a lot of good guests lined up next week.
Well, I did that No You Shut Up show today.
Oh, Paul F.
Paul F. show was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Those are
the Henson puppets. They're fucking great.
Yeah, those guys are fucking fantastic. And you're just like, right when they start talking to you, you just like... Like, I know you've said it before. Yeah, you just start talking to him and riffing around with him. It was a blast. I had a really good time.
That's fantastic. Yeah, that's Paul F. Tompkins' show. No, You Shut Up on Fusion.
Yes.
Which people should watch.
Yeah.
Because Paul's really funny.
What else are we doing? We got to do this. Is it more podcasts this week?
Doing more podcasts this week.
Yeah,
and
I'm
then
miss
I
Ethan
have...
Hawke. I'm bummed.
You're what?
I'm going to miss Ethan Hawke because I'll be a,
oh,
I'm,
yeah.
in Louisiana.
You're going to be in Louisiana scouting out for your pilot, which we still didn't get a lot of information about.
Yeah. I just like to do stuff and hopefully just... have it come out as opposed to having people ask about it or, hey, whatever happened with the thing? You know, go,
oh, right.
Oh, I don't know. You know, we'll see. And then, you know, just...
It takes place in New Orleans?
It's...
Hang on a second. It's called Jonah's Arcade?
Yeah. Come bust the move to where the games are played. It's hip, it's fresh.
It's Jonah's Arcade.
Well, I'm very happy for you.
Thank you.
I hope... Is it you're shooting it for?
Does it hurt you to say that you hope good things for this?
No.
What the fuck is happening?
Three questions popped into my head at once.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I didn't know, and I stopped myself because I didn't know which one he was going to be able to answer, which was like, you know, is there a network involved? Is there a studio involved? Did you write it? Like all these.
Yeah, it's an idea I had for a while. I pitched it a couple different places. True TV really liked it, and they're, you know, making a move. They, you know, they're producing We the People, or the sketch show with the Lucas Brothers, Friends of the People. You know, they got the Grolix guys redid their pilot, Those Who Can't, mm-hmm. And they're looking to do some more really cool stuff. And so they liked the idea, and then they were trying to work with Troy Miller. And
hey, you know who owns True TV? Hearst.
What are you looking at me, guys?
Chris,
I can't make the machine wheels turn.
Chris, I've never asked you for anything ever before.
Oh, you've done nothing but ask me for things.
Only for your forgiveness. I think that's the... so it's Troy, and like they were trying to figure out something to work on with Troy Miller, and then they told Troy my idea, and then he wanted to work on it. So it's with Dakota at True TV.
I don't want Liddy to think I'm just dating her so Jonah's pilot can get picked up.
You're not?
Oh, wait, I thought you were.
Tell her.
I thought you were. You said that. You were.
We didn't even ask Kyle and Katie what they did for New Year's.
They don't have microphones. Great. Next show.
Yeah. All right. enjoy your burrito, everyone.
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.